You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some. See where I live. IGN GameScoop. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me today is Marty Sleva.
Hello.
Brian Altano.
Rap.
And Sam Claiborne.
Game of Thrones was amazing.
If you are listening to this, I'm on vacation. And it is 2 weeks after this podcast was recorded. But I didn't want Scoop Nation to go a whole week without getting GameScoop in their ears. So we're banking a special bonus episode ahead of time. It's going to be an all 20 questions episode.
We hope you just enjoyed the premiere or the finale of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the finale.
This is audio only.
This is audio only.
So we should let everyone know that we're not wearing anything.
Yeah, we're not wearing anything.
The four of us are all naked right now.
Yeah. And we hope you are too.
Just if you, listeners, while you're listening at home, if you want to get naked too, that's fine.
Yep.
Also, the couch is back.
Yeah, we're sitting on the couch right now.
The game couch.
Although you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Justin Davis is in the corner, but not being allowed to talk.
Yep.
Yeah. But he's gesticulating wildly. Yeah.
He's also naked.
Naked. Uh-huh. Yeah. So let us be clear.
One of those facts was true.
You decide. I have gotten a lot of requests recently for an all 20 questions episode, so this seemed like a good opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. I think I've gotten a bunch of suggestions here. We can go through four or five different games, and then if there's time at the end, I'll play around.
So potentially this is 80 questions.
Well, yeah, in total.
Okay.
Not 80 questions for one game.
I feel like that wouldn't be a good game.
We might not get to your 20 questions.
I'm just saying.
Oh, we're getting to it.
Okay. We just have to be very good.
Okay, let's get into the first game. Our first suggestion.
I'll show Brian what it was. I'll show it to him while we talk about our first game.
We're not even there yet, Sam.
Okay.
Our first suggestion comes from Seth.
So Macy?
Let the questioning begin.
Wait, is it Seth
MacFarlane?
Does he live in Maine?
We just have a name. It's just Seth.
Okay. He stopped giving us clues after that Florida guy. We guessed it right away.
Oh, really?
Wait. Let's do that. I'm going to do the 2000. Is it after January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
Ooh.
And listeners, I am still holding up my fingers.
Yes.
After January 1st, is it a first-person game?
Like, played from a first-person perspective?
Yes.
No.
This is a good start. Is this from the PlayStation 2, GameCube, Xbox era of games?
No.
Ooh. So it's post.
Can you see your legs?
Yes.
It's not first person. You could always see your legs.
It could be a car. Cars don't have legs.
Or a fish.
Wheels. Or a fish.
See your legs as a fish.
All right, so I guess we've deduced that it's some sort of a bipedal creature.
Yeah.
Is this a current generation game?
No.
All right. So we're of the PS3, 360, Wii era.
Unless it's like a really late Nintendo 64 game, like Conker.
Oh, God, that would be such. You can see his legs. Yeah, you can absolutely see his legs. He's got two little studs.
Is this a console exclusive?
Yes.
Ooh. But we don't know if it's an exclusive.
Did we say yes on the legs?
Yes, we said yes on the legs.
Yeah, we got legs and exclusive.
Do you guys want to do any other parts
of the body? Is this a PS3 exclusive?
No.
Ooh.
Wow, why'd you get all spooked out?
This is probably a Wii game, or this is probably a 360
game? Same question. Nintendo console.
Can you say the question? I want to make sure I understand.
It's a Nintendo exclusive on a Nintendo console.
Yes.
Okay. So, but we're assuming it's Wii and that it's not 3DS.
No, we're not making that assumption yet. That's why I was being very careful.
Is this a Wii exclusive?
No.
No! What?
Because what he's... Well, the thing is, generationally, it can be the DS.
So we think it's a DS game?
Or Nintendo 64.
It was still incredibly difficult to render legs on the Nintendo DS.
No, he said it was part of the PS3. No, he didn't.
What?
Yeah. Is this a DS game?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo, is it made in Japan?
Yes. That's 11.
Okay. You're just flying through questions.
That's 11.
It's a Japanese exclusive.
That's all of
Nintendo
them.
DS game.
Where that features several legs.
Wait, so...
So it can't be Dr. Kawashima. You can't see his legs.
No, because he's just a severed head. Yeah. Or disembodied
head. Well, yeah. We don't know if his head was actually cut off.
Yeah, he wouldn't be smart.
I believe he talks about it once you beat the game.
So this could
be... My origin story.
This could be the Mario games I don't like on the DS.
The what?
So Mario
new Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, it could be that.
Dude's legs are all over that game.
Yeah. It could be one of those Zelda games I don't like on the DS.
Is this a platforming game?
No.
Oh, so it's not that.
So it could be a Zelda game, though.
It could be.
It could be Zelda Choo Choo Trains or Zelda Ghost Lady.
So wait, the question about Japan was that it was Japan developed?
Yeah.
Okay.
The DS exclusive.
Zelda Ghost Lady.
Isn't that the one? Where
but it no, doesn't that's have to be a Nintendo made game.
It's exclusive. True. Yeah, that's right. Man, we're in.
Is this a Nintendo developed game?
Yes. Okay. There we go.
Oh boy.
I think it's going to be Choo Choo Train or the elevator one.
In the last episode.
So it won't be that. That's good to know.
Okay,
it so could be. He could just be mentioned with. It could be pure evil.
It just happened. We had Q-Bird on two episodes.
I really do feel like it's the Zelda Choo Choo Train game or the Zelda Tower.
Spirit Tracks?
Yeah.
Or what's Phantom Hourglass?
Yeah. Does this game have a sequel?
Yes.
There's several Zelda sequels.
That's a good point, Marty. But it could be Advance Wars or Fire Emblem.
Oh, no one's got legs in those games.
Nobody cares about those. Nobody's got legs. Everybody has legs in those games.
Yeah, they have legs in Advance Wars. They're just small.
Yoshi's Island.
All right, can we currently...
No, it's not a side-scrolling game.
Yeah. Also, I currently want to say, for Theater of the Mind, we are currently watching an idle screen for Animal Crossing the GameCube. This could be Animal Crossing on DS. Yeah. That would be really meta.
Yeah. That's perfect, Marty. I love it.
Yeah, there are legs in that game.
Brian just said it's not a side-scroller, but did you guys ask if it's a side-scroller?
No, we didn't.
I don't think you actually asked.
Did I just make that up?
Oh, you said platform. Platform.
Yeah, you asked if it's a platformer. I said no. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to clarify.
Okay. That's good to know.
So, in theory, it could be Mario 64. Oh, wait, he said no to platforming.
Mm-hmm. Mario 64
is... like a side-scroller from Nintendo that's not a platformer.
I really think it's one of those
Zelda games. Yeah, that's kind
of
why
I think it's one of those Zelda games.
Really?
We're at 14 questions.
Is this a... okay. Or WarioWare?
Yeah, no one's got legs in that game. Are you kidding me?
You see what Wario's legs.
Yeah, you see...
Is this game from a sort of a top-down perspective, even if it's a little isometric?
Sort of.
Okay, I feel like this is a Zelda game. This is definitely a Zelda game.
That's 15.
Unless it's one of these boys.
Zelda is not it's sort of a top-down game. It's straight up a top-down.
No, it's one of the fat little 3D men that's kind of isometric.
No, it's a top-down.
Okay.
Was this game... I don't know. I was going to try to narrow it down just for fun, but...
Can we ask, is this a Zelda game? Is this a Zelda game?
No.
Oh, no!
you let us down a dark hole.
That was the ghost lady in the choo-choo train.
Okay.
I think it's one of these games.
No, stop it. Can you, let's...
But there's also all the strategy games.
Do we know anything about multiplayer? We haven't asked anything about that. What do you know about that?
I don't know what to call this for multiplayer.
Oh, that's multiplayer? Yeah. You're entering people's homes.
Yeah, does it have...
No, there's multiplayer. You don't have to enter people's home for it to be multiplayer. You enter people's homes and...
Were we at 15 or 16? I've lost count.
I don't know, you're like this.
Okay.
But you also have a thumb that's kind of up.
Okay, let's just say 15. Your eyes are having this.
Were that close?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not good at all.
It's a train game.
Can you...
How about, is this part... or we can ask if it was reviewed well. That's something we do sometimes.
All those Nintendo first-party games.
We can ask if it's part of the Mario universe. Because you already did if it's a Zelda game.
But if it's... Yeah.
You might be Mario Party.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't do Mario Party DS.
He might. They throw some.
All right, we're gonna go. Is this part of the Mario universe?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's Mario 64.
I think it's Mario Party DS. No, it's a platforming game.
How did I?
I think it's Mario Party.
What other
DS.
Mario games?
Mario RPG.
There's also Mario Kart.
No, you see the. No, maybe you're right.
Those meds, how do you do?
Well, it's kind of you kind of platform in that game.
And is it kind of top down?
No. Ooh, no. Mario Kart's definitely not top down.
Well,
no. It's.
Does this have?
Yeah, it's.
Internet multiplayer.
No.
What?
What?
Mario Kart DS had internet.
Oh yeah.
Why would you ask that? McDonald's. You already knew it wasn't Mario Kart DS.
Wait, so it's probably.
So did Animal Crossing.
So it could be. I think it's WarioWare.
I think it's Mario Party DS or Mario RPG.
What Mario RPG?
I think I'm leaning towards WarioWare.
There's a Mario and Luigi game for the DS.
Okay, so one's an RPG, one's a party. Well, so we could ask if it has Mario, because if it has Mario, it's not WarioWare.
We know it's it has Mario.
No, we know it's part of the Mario universe.
It's not Wario because it's not top down.
Ooh, not even a little top down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WarioWare is not a top down.
WarioWare
is not a top-down
game. Can be.
No, it's definitely... I don't think he would say it's not them.
It's 99.9% something you see from the side.
Okay.
So it's Mario and Luigi Superstar.
Or it's Mario Party.
Or Mario Party.
Is this game an RPG?
Yes.
All right. It's Mario and Luigi Superstar.
It's not called Superstar Saga. Superstar Saga is
It's called
the GBA
Mario
game.
And Luigi Partners in Time or... Yeah, Partners in Time.
Is that it?
That's the second one.
No.
And then there's also Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
Wasn't that a 3DS
game?
We
asked if there's a sequel, so it has to have a sequel.
No. It's I think all the Mario RPG games I would just say they're all sequels.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what are you asking? Well, I don't
we have two questions left.
I don't remember what the ones for DS were.
I don't either.
It's definitely not.
It's Mario and Luigi.
I got it right.
It's not Superstar Saga. It's definitely not Superstar Saga. That's a GBA game.
Mario and Luigi Bowser Wowser and Mario and Luigi get in my brother.
Get in my brother.
But we don't. Should we just ask if it's part of that series first? Because then, because we can't ask if it's the one.
We should ask if it's the. Oh, we can't. Because that's the final question, right?
Is that the second in the series? Because okay. We could say, is this the second game in a series?
I don't know.
And then we know it's the Bowser.
I don't know what's happening.
This is where it is though. It's one of these boys. I'll tell you that for sure.
You have two questions left.
So how do we
Is this about time travel?
No.
Right,
so it's
with your
Luigi.
Final question.
Inside Story? They don't time travel in
See,
that
See, I thought
that
was
stomach.
A 3DS game.
What's the one where they got their like friends that look like them?
that didn't happen for a while.
So Mario Luigi's Bowser's Inside Story?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think isn't that a 3DS?
I don't know. Game? We don't know what the DS one is. I'm going to ask it.
Was there a Paper Mario?
No, not on DS.
Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story?
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God. I was so worried.
That was great. No,
oh, my God.
That's exactly how that game should work.
Yeah. Wow.
And we never have to narrow down sequels, so that was really exciting.
Yeah.
We never
yeah.
have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2009 for the DS.
Holy crap. That was
What's
terrifying.
What's the second one called?
It's
called Mario and Luigi Partners in
I thought
Time.
This was the second one.
No.
Is this the first one?
Superstar Saga, Partners in Time, that.
Okay.
We'll look up after the show. All right, yeah. What's next?
There you go. All right. Woo. You guys are one for one so far.
We did it.
Our next suggestion comes from Chris in Rhode Island, and he says, "Hey, Omega Cops. I just wanted to thank Sam for shouting out Ghoul School on The Scoop last
oh,
week.
God.
I was born in 91 and inherited most of my NES games from my older sister, yeah. So I had no sense of what was popular at the time. I'd forgotten completely about Ghoul School until Sam mentioned it, and the memories came flooding back."
It was never popular.
Why did your sister buy that?
I literally never heard of that game. Ghoul School?
What do you think it's about?
I have some guesses.
Anyways, my game today is Ghoul School.
Chris from Rhode Island also provided a suggestion this week. Let the questioning begin.
I bet you it's just as weird as Ghoul School. It's gonna be a tough one.
Well, we do know one thing. What's his name?
Chris
from Rhode Island.
Okay, so we know he's Chris from Rhode Island and that he has a sister.
And that he was born in 91.
And that he inherited all his NES games from his sister. This is perfect.
So you're ready to guess?
And he listens to Game Scoop.
Is this after January 1st, 1990?
Yes.
Ooh.
Why'd you go so early?
Because I thought this might have been one of his sister's inheritance.
What?
I think he did a really good job.
Yeah, I feel like he misled. I feel like Chris from Rhode Island misled us.
In the universe you guys live, this guy inherited video games and then never learned about them again.
No.
Well, plus he lives on this Ghoul tiny school. Island.
Yeah, that just has a single road.
Rhode Island.
They have the internet there.
Same question. Is it after January 1st, 2000?
No.
All right, it's a 90s boy.
Okay.
Or girl, 90s girl.
Should we figure out if it's is this a
what's going on with your mouth?
What about if it, yeah, that's
is
the
it
one.
A console exclusive?
Like, was it only available on one console?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And that could be PC or Mac.
No.
I hear there was a Mac episode.
No one cares about computers.
So what are we working with now?
Mac Spirit.
I mean, this could be a late NES hashtag game, Mac SNES era, N64 era, or in theory, early. No, that's it. Is this the N64 PS1 era?
No.
God, it could be really... It could be a launch Dreamcast game as well.
Is this a Japanese designed game?
Yes.
Okay.
It could still be a launch Dreamcast game.
Can you see your legs?
Yes.
You can see your legs in every game throughout the 90s.
Keep saying that, but then there's a lot of games where you can't.
Like what?
Like fishing.
I love fishing.
Was it, say, Super Nintendo exclusive?
Yes.
Woo! All right.
Fire from the hip.
Oh, you got the tingles
Fire
over
from
there.
The hip.
Okay, there we go.
Japanese developed, right?
Japanese developed, Super Nintendo exclusive.
There was only two
game.
Of those. It was only Metroid and Harvest Moon.
I think you're forgetting ActRaiser, Marty.
Did this game get sequels?
Yes.
Ooh. So he said. I said sequels. ActRaiser only got one sequel.
Did this game get sequel? is this a first-party Nintendo game?
No.
Okay. Oh, you botched up real bad.
I didn't botch up. It's not Mario. It's not Zelda. It's not Super Metroid.
Okay.
It's not Earthbound.
Wait, it's not Nintendo developed?
It's no.
No.
So it
but it's exclusive to Super Nintendo, and it got sequels.
The Pilot Wings. All right, so we have...
Oh, this could be any Square game, except for Mario RPG. Mm-hmm. So it could be Chrono Trigger.
RPG?
Yes. That's 10.
Probably
There's
Final
not that many of
it's
those.
Probably Final Fantasy VI.
We're made in the shade.
My gut says Final Fantasy VI.
Is this a Square game?
Ooh. What do you mean? Is it
a square the company developed? Is this developed by
like is the cart square shaped?
No, they're all rectangular.
You're asking if this was developed by Squaresoft?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh man, now we're down. We're down the dark path. We're in the sunken
RPG
place.
Developed by Squaresoft?
Yes.
So it's no.
So it's definitely not Mario RPG. It's not Chrono Trigger. It's not.
What about Mana?
That's Square.
What about
Second and Sense?
And there's no Dragon Quests on
that. No, it's not. Yeah, there were Super Nintendo Dragon Quest games, but that was Enix at the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think of what it is.
Do we know it's an RPG?
So there's Lord of the Rings, Volume 1.
Volume 1?
What game are you?
The other ones.
Jeez, every...
Isn't think there about a... how many non-Square RPGs do you know on the system. There's Evo, there's ActRaiser. No?
And it didn't get sequels. It only got one sequel. ActRaiser 2.
You didn't have to say ActRaiser 2 was the sequel.
I'm still hurt about it, all right?
Okay.
There's Lufia.
There is a Lufia.
Uh-huh. There's probably an Ease.
No, I don't think so on Super Nintendo.
Okay.
There was a Robotech game.
There's Secret of Evermore.
That's
there's
Square.
Illusion of Gaia.
That's not Square. That never got a sequel, though.
Which one's got sequels?
There's Ogre Battle.
That was Enix. Is this an Enix game?
No.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, who made RPGs for the Super Nintendo? There were
Square and Enix.
Yeah. Evo was Enix.
And so. Earthbound, which is Nintendo. Is this game considered good?
Yes.
Wait. Oh. It could be Earthbound.
No, it's not developed by Nintendo.
They didn't develop that game. It's that weird company that the guy...
What, eToys company?
Yeah.
Hal and Ape?
Yeah.
That was owned by Nintendo. Right?
No, because the licensing is all weird for Earthbound, right? They always have to say, made by so-and-so.
I'm pretty sure all that was, like, owned by...
Also, games could be published by Square, and he was making...
Also, Earthbound only got sequel.
See? You guys are going down the dark path.
Oh, now I'm worried.
No.
Now I'm worried.
It could totally be Earthbound.
I mean...
It's definitely not Earthbound.
Why do you think that?
Has a character from this game ever appeared in the Super Smash Brothers games?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, weird.
There might have been some trophy, but I won't hold you that because there's some weird trophies. Okay.
Like Waluigi.
Yes, like Waluigi.
And it's Japanese developed?
Yeah, we said that. Mm-hmm. Right. Is this based on a license?
No. It's 15.
No, it's not. It's got to be 10.
No, what? We're at 15.
I think we're at 15. We've been asking a lot of dumb questions.
You really think he's five entire questions at his own game?
What
Okay, a well-received, what are your favorite Super Nintendo RPGs?
It was Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI, yeah. Secret of Mana, Secret of Evermore.
One of those might not be...
All of those are Square or Enix or Mario. Or Nintendo.
Mario.
What are...
It is I, Mario, the maker
this game
of Mario.
Was
about turn-based, like Ogre Battle?
That was Enix.
Enix. What are some other turn-based?
We Lost named them all.
No. Who else? What's left?
I guess, wait, it's Japanese developed, so let's think of companies.
Final Fantasy Legend, yeah.
A Konami game, a Capcom game.
Yeah, so Konami,
did they make like a Mega Man RPG?
They made Mega Man Soccer. You do role play in that game as a soccer robot.
The role is technically the ball rolls?
Yeah.
What was Capcom doing? They did Goof Troop. That was an RPG. But
yeah.
Licensed.
This game, is this a fantasy themed?
Yes.
What's Lufia? I don't even know what that is. I just know the name.
You use it in the shower to clean your parts.
I know the name Lufia. Breath of Fire.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
That's the one.
But there was I don't know if it was Breath of Fire 1.
They made a bunch of them. Let's do it.
It's probably Breath of Fire 1.
What?
You gotta commit.
What do you think Breath of Fire...
I don't know how to describe that game. Is there... Does it share a word in common with 2017's probably game of the year?
Poop or get off the Lufia.
Are we just going to guess?
Yeah.
No, because we got Lufia also.
No, it's not Lufia.
Do you guys know anything about either of those games so we could ask 20 more questions?
Is it Breath of Fire?
Yes.
Nice work. It seemed to be a blind spot for you guys.
Oh my god.
Well, blind spot. We named every RPG of the Super Nintendo made by Japan.
By Capcom. We nailed it. Developed by Capcom, but I thought this might trip you up. Published by Squaresoft.
Weird.
Squaresoft published that game. In 1993, RPG, single-player RPG for Super Nintendo. It had five sequels.
Yeah, a bunch of PS1 sequels.
It always looked super boring to me when I was a kid. So I never played
it was good.
Yeah.
It was just a really solid Japanese RPG.
Turn-based?
The battle system.
Yeah.
It's just like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
It was Capcom's Final Fantasy.
That's the thing, is I think more people would be talking about it had the Super Nintendo not had all those other games we mentioned. Which
I agree. Another great game was ActRaiser, which only got one sequel.
Which got sequel?
All right.
Forward, if we say sequels and the game only got one sequel, what would you say? Yeah.
I'd probably ask you to clarify. Are you asking if it got more than one sequel?
Why are you just trying to make this harder for everybody, Marty? I had a secret in right there. That was two questions in one question. Snitch.
All right. You guys are two for two. This next one is from Paul, a.k.a. Pablo from Yonkers.
What's up, Pablo from Yonkers?
Yeah.
Rap.
It's New York.
Yeah, no?
Let the questioning begin.
Okay. I feel like Pablo from Yonkers is
Let's hold the legs question in this one. You can hold it for right at the end.
Oh, really? You think that's been the issue so far?
Can you see your character's legs?
Yes.
It's not Doom. You can't see that man's legs.
Yeah. Okay, see? It's a dumb question until it's not every time.
Let's get weird.
You can see your legs in Breath of Fire?
Yeah, I mean, you're just a man.
Yeah, you can.
I can't even see a screenshot of that game in my mind, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
If you can see any JRPG, 16-bit JRPG in your mind,
that's what it looks like. There's two little dots for stubby legs.
Yeah.
Do you shoot guns in this game?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it from after 2000?
No.
Okay, it's a 90s gun game, or an 80s gun game.
Yeah, or 70s.
Where you can see your legs.
Is it Leg Shooter for N64?
Is it after January 1st, 1990?
Yes.
Okay. 90s gunny.
Yes.
It could be Super Contra.
It could be. Yeah, there's a lot of guns in that game.
Is it side-scroller?
No, it's not. Crap. Oh, also, timeout. I wanted to point out, last game, there was an Ease game on Super Nintendo, but it was really bad.
Interesting.
All right, so recap. Came after 91.
So is it a 90s game?
90s game.
You can see your legs.
You can see your legs.
You shoot guns.
You shoot guns.
It's and not a side-scroller.
So
that it can't be first person because you can't see your legs?
I mean, very few first person games you can see your legs.
Especially from the 90s.
What have you seen in a mirror?
Mirrors didn't work in video games in the 90s.
Okay, we need to start adjusting that question to can you see your legs if you're not looking in a mirror?
if Damon will allow it.
should we try to get the console?
Yes, for sure.
Is this of the N64... PS1 generation.
Yes.
Oh, N64 PS1. Okay, so this is a 3D game.
This is a 3D game.
Yeah. Is it a Japanese game?
Yes.
Oh, those games have guns.
Japanese 3D game. Might be Metal Gear something.
Oh, yeah, it could totally be Metal Gear.
Yeah, but there's a lot of 3D Japanese games.
No, Metal Gear was the only one.
That was it? That was it?
Kojima did the first and last.
Is this a tactical operational simulator?
This game got, this boy got sequels?
Yes.
Oh, he said that. You see the excitement he said that there? He was like, there's several in my mind right now.
So now we know the asker of the question is from Yonkers, and that Damon was emphatic about.
Yeah. Is this a PS1 exclusive?
Yes.
No, it's Metal Gear. It's got to be Metal Gear. It's the way the games are built.
Tactical espionage action.
Oh, no, wait, wait. It could be Resident Evil.
Yes.
What was that?
Because it does. Definitely Resident Evil's got guns. He agrees.
Does this game involve... no, both of those involve stealth, I would say. So I can't say that.
Resident Evil?
Does this game...
Not really. There's no stealth mechanic in Resident Evil.
Well, sometimes I just like
you, you try not to be seen.
Well, I enter a room if there's a dog in there. I leave.
That's not stealth.
That's also your life.
That's just being a scaredy cat.
Is this a horror game?
Yes.
Ooh. It could be Silent Hill.
That's 10.
What about Dinosaur Town?
Oh, it could be Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis.
Loud Hill.
Loud Hill. Loud Hill.
The sequel.
Is this game developed by Capcom?
No.
Okay, so it could be Loud Hill.
Yeah,
it could be Loud Hill.
That's Konami.
Yeah. Economy?
Yeah.
Wait, we know it's a spooky? It's got to be Loud Hill.
We don't know if it's a spooky game.
Yeah,
did we ask if it was a horror game?
And he said yes? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess Damon. I guess the facts are out
there.
We're
pretty close.
Yeah. We are our own worst enemies in this one.
Is this game set in a very foggy town?
Yes.
Oh, ooh, are there...
what are you asking? It's a Silent Hill.
Is there a guy with a funny triangle head?
No, there isn't, because he's in Silent Hill 2.
Well, don't we need to find that out?
No.
No, it's a PS1 game.
Oh, okay. I thought those were both.
Everybody had a triangle head on Silent PS1.
Hill. It is Silent Hill.
All right.
There's 13 questions that time. You guys are on fire today. Beautiful. You guys just can't be stopped.
Nope.
How many do you have listed?
One more game? No. What do you mean?
Look, how many did you bring to the table?
Four.
Okay. That's it.
So one four for four. Silent Hill was released in 1999 for the PlayStation 1.
That's so late.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's very scary.
Never played it.
Which brings us to our suggestion from Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green. He threw his towel at that boy.
Go Green, Joe Green.
Let the questioning begin.
Oh, I thought we were going to get a little backstory about Joe Green.
No, that was it.
That was all four more choice.
Tom Green's older
you
brother.
You want to just ask the same questions backwards?
Like, nah, now.
Is it a Capcom game?
Does this game have a man with a pyramid as his head? Was this game developed by the fine folks of Japan?
No.
Just the crappy folks in Japan?
Yeah.
Can you see the character's ass?
Wait, in situations without looking at a mirror?
Yeah, in mirrorless situations.
You guys are really screwing my question up here.
And is it naked or clothed?
Can you see that?
I think you can see your ass.
See butt? You can see a butt? I mean, that's like, I mean, okay. You see your butt in most games.
Most what air is this one?
We don't have an air. We know it's not Japanese and that it's got a tukus.
Yep.
Okay, not Japanese, tukus.
It's a dairy era.
Is this pre-1990?
No.
Whoa. Is this, pre-2000?
Bots were illegal.
No.
All right, this is a 2000s and beyond game.
Yep.
That sounds realistic, like in like third person, you can barely see the butt.
Is this pre-2010?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
It's got all those new games out of there. So it's a 2010 game that definitely has butts.
Yeah. No,
it's a 2000s. It's a
2000s game with the butts. Is this multiplayer?
No.
No, just one butt? So.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there could be several butts. It's just you're the only one controlling.
Is this a multi-platform game?
Yes.
It's gotta be Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Is it a multiplayer game?
No, he said that.
Oh, you did?
And it's no.
Oh.
It's yeah. You and you alone.
Damon hesitated on the butt thing, so I think that, like, you might not see a lot of butt. Like, it could be like he's in a car. And
I don't think we're going to get this one.
Is this of the PS2 GameCube Xbox era?
Yes.
Uh-oh, it's bleeding over. It's definitely a game that came out at the end of that era and that came out.
Or it's a PC game, which is a nebulous, never-ending journey.
No, but it's multi-platform.
So at least it came to something else.
It might have come to, like, iOS and Nintendo DS.
This is a Ubisoft game.
Yes.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. Because their games have so many butts. Because yeah. It's going to be... No, it's going to be... no, that wasn't on that generation. No, it's going to be the Splinter Cell game that came to both those.
Wait. What generation is it?
I asked PS2, Xbox, GameCube, and he said no. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Which makes me think it bleeds over.
PS.
So it could be
Beyond Good and Evil, which I feel like we've had.
Could be Beyond Good and Evil. It could be no, Far Cry. You definitely can't see
some Rayman butt game. In game.
Could be a Rayman game. It could be Splinter Cell. It could be Prince of Persia.
Splinter Cell multiplayer.
Oh, Splinter Cell has multiplayer. Yeah, that's right. So it could be Beyond Good and Evil, Rayman.
Was Assassin's Creed really not on that era ever?
No, I don't know if Rayman.
Was PS3. Kind of small. What about Far Cry?
You can't. How are you looking at your butt in that game?
I don't know if Rayman has a butt. He has a torso and then ball, like I
think
air
it's
legs.
A, I think it's a Prince. I think it's a Prince of Persia game.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Yeah, I bet it's that. Did you see that dude's ass?
Can you rewind time?
No.
Guys,
that's it.
It is not a Prince of Persia game.
Okay,
we flew too close to the sun.
All right.
Well, all right. I mean, is
it Splinter Cell? No, that's multiplayer. Well, Splinter Cell One was it multiplayer?
A sci-fi game. Okay. It, like,
well, that's...
And, is this the one where we could shoot a gun in it?
No, that was last
round. That was the last one. Okay. Can you shoot a gun in this game? Or do you shoot a gun in this game?
Yes.
Well, you do that a lot in Splinter Cell 1.
All right, so it's not Rayman.
No, I think it's Splinter Cell 1.
It's not Assassin's Creed.
Do you shoot a gun in Beyond Good and Evil?
No, you have a staff and you have a camera, so you shoot journalism. Photojournalism.
You shoot Pulitzers.
I think it's Splinter Cell.
You think the first Splinter Cell is not multiplayer? That's really cool.
They might not have some other weird games that we're forgetting about.
What's another question we can ask that would narrow it down?
Did we find out if this got sequels? Oh, a lot?
It's Ubisoft, of course it does.
Yeah, it got a lot of sequels. Yeah. Was this the one Damon got excited for? They're all bleeding together now.
It's kind of tough doing these back to back. Yeah.
This is the one Damon got so excited he ran through the door. He's like, yes!
How do we narrow it down to Splinter Cell?
Is this a stealth game?
No.
Oh, well, that's how.
I'll be honest, I was going all in on that.
Oh, man. All right. How many questions do we have left?
You have 7 questions left.
Not great.
8. Nine,
but it's Ubisoft for the PS2, Xbox, possibly. Probably.
I mean, maybe GameCube, maybe PS.
Is it just a different Prince of Persia, the other one?
No.
No, they all have timer winder, right?
Yeah. No way. I think that one, that like cel shaded one, didn't.
That was the next generation.
Yeah.
That was the 360 generation.
What else?
Got guns?
You already asked that.
Okay, so I mean, I guess it could be Far Cry. Far Cry, like, I'm sure you could see other characters' butts in that game. You just can't see your own butt.
Did I say, can you see your own butt in that game?
No, you said, can you see, I think you just asked butts.
Really? Are there any weird UB games that never, did we ask if it's, we didn't ask if it's, what if it was one that didn't, but I don't, that's tough.
There's a couple weird ones.
Where did Far Cry take place?
Well, it could be Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yeah.
Back in 04.
How do we distinguish? Where did Far Cry take place?
The first one was an island. The second one was Africa.
So we could ask if this takes place in the United States. Yeah. Does this take place in the United States of America?
No.
Ooh, this could be Far Cry or Far Cry 2.
Far Cry 2?
Yeah.
That's on that? No, that's got to be 360 by then.
Ooh, yeah, it was. No. Yeah.
There's Crysis.
Yeah, that wasn't Ubisoft. I feel like it's Far Cry 1. It's probably Far Cry 1.
Yeah.
I don't know how we.
Does this take place on a tropical island?
Yes.
I feel like it's.
Cool. Is it Far Cry?
You just lost the game.
No! What happened? Wait! What? Rewind time. Wait. What?
Released in 2005, Peter Jackson's King Kong.
The movie, the game. I don't know why I didn't hedge on, because it came out on everything.
It came out on everything.
That was Michelle Ancel.
And,
wasn't that a 360 launch title?
Oh,
yeah, but it came out
because it came out on everything.
Peter Jackson's
yes.
King Kong, the movie, the game.
Man, hey, if you guys want to see something really scary, look up screenshots for the Nintendo DS version of that game.
What is scary about it?
It's like the worst Naomi Watts character model in human history. It's just a legit terrifying looking game.
Oh, yeah.
So is that the last time Ubisoft dipped into the licensed?
No, they did Avatar
after that.
They're doing more Avatar. Crazy.
Yeah. There must have been other stuff, too, they've done. Well, you guys got 3 out of 4 today.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very good. The tropical island tripped you up there.
I still think it was
So now it's time to play 20 questions, Damon.
You still think it was Far Cry.
Can we play against Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go ahead. I have it.
He chose a game earlier.
I'll show it to you on my phone.
I've only played once before, and it was Super Punch-Out. And I got it right.
Oh, we gotta change it.
It's not that one, is it?
No, did he say not. Super Punch?
No.
Darn it!
It's not Super Punch. When I talked about what it was, I forgot what it was.
Okay. Did you really?
Yeah.
That's good. It's good to have you on this team.
Yeah.
A forgetful man. I think I sent us down the wrong path with seeing the bike. What butt do you see in King Kong?
Well,
King
Kong's butt? It's a third person.
Well, it's first person when you're a human.
Oh, it goes to third person when you're Kong.
Okay. Oh, so you see a bunch of us.
Are you careful?
I'm not looking.
All right, I believe
you. All right. Question one.
All right, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
And you guys can help answer some of these if you
know. I don't know anything about this game.
You really?
Not like you do.
Wow, you just got a good... All right, I feel like you guys... Stop talking because you are giving him ammo.
Yeah, I've seen the screenshots.
It has screenshots. Now it's a clue.
You gave him several clues.
Now it can't be a Virtual Boy game.
I've seen the pictures. There's screenshots of Virtual Boy games.
But they're not complete.
Okay.
Everyone stop.
Do you know what the game is,
This is
Ryan?
Why Damon's a good host, because he doesn't argue with himself like Gollum.
Okay, was this game released before January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
Okay. Was it released before January 1st, 1990?
No.
Okay.
It was very difficult when there are three judges.
And, all right.
Sam, have you and I ever had a conversation about this game?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Wait, I like the idea that you asked that to Sam, but then Brian and I have to answer it.
Yes.
That sounds like something you would.
Okay. Was this game exclusive to one platform?
No. Do you know what it is, Brian?
You showed it to me multiple times.
I'm wondering if you're hanging in there.
I'm here.
Is this game considered good?
Not great. It certainly exists.
I would not say that this is considered a really good game.
I would say yes, but in its era.
Okay. At the time it was considered a good game?
Yeah. That's a lot of information, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not exclusive to one platform.
No.
We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 90s game.
Yeah. Okay. Was this made by a Japanese developer?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So not Boogerman then.
No. Right.
Boogerman Sand.
Let's see. 90s game that was considered good at the time. Maybe not considered good today. Developed in Japan. That's not an exclusive. Mm-hmm. All right then. It's hard when you're all by yourself. You guys get to ask questions.
We should have
you
and Brian just play together.
It's fine.
I still
because I know he wouldn't have
gotten. A 90s game that Sam and I have talked about. Okay. Is this? Let's see how we can start narrowing it down here. I want to avoid questions like legs and stuff.
Why? They're a great one.
So it's us.
I know it's Japanese developed. And it's not exclusive. Is this from the first half of the decade?
Yes.
Okay.
We never do that one.
No. It's clever.
No. Still doesn't.
It's 5 years.
Trying to get myself in the headspace.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was developed in Japan. Okay. Is. Well, let's see. Did this game get a sequel?
Yes, it did.
What? Really? Why?
I don't know what you're...
Was this game licensed?
Very negative on this
Or
game.
Based on a license?
No.
Okay.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, because I don't know anything.
Well, tell your...
You don't you also have a phone?
I don't do it like that. I hold it up in the air for the whole world to see.
There's no video. The only person you can see is Damon.
Would this be considered an action game?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's 10.
Oh, are you the one? I got none of us are keeping track.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to you.
No one knows about those sequels.
So it's a Japanese-developed action game from the first half of the 90s that wasn't exclusive.
We calling this an action game now? That's what we're doing?
Yeah. Right. It is.
What are we going to do?
You disagree?
I don't know.
I've never played it.
Not licensed. Oh, man. Okay. So now I'm trying to think. What do we get Japanese? It's not exclusive to one platform. Did this game, was it ever in arcades?
Yes.
Whew, man.
Really?
I mean, according to this word, it was.
I played.
According to the word arcade, it was.
Wow.
Action game developed in Japan, and we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. It's in arcades.
Mm-hmm.
But not exclusive. Wow.
Look at what it was also known as.
Can't be like Bad Dudes, because that's an 80s game.
No, we just talked about that.
Sense.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Will you stop tilting?
He's not looking. He doesn't cheat.
No, I don't want to cheat.
You just put it, make it easier. Put it in the other hand.
You gotta focus on the
just
company.
Shut your
That's
phone
where
off.
We always switch at this point.
Just stop.
No, I don't even know what company.
Well, so I wouldn't think it would be a first. I wouldn't think it'd be Nintendo or Sega. So let's see. Early 90s, Japanese companies. Is this game published by Capcom?
No.
See, I don't want to just like burn a bunch of questions.
No, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a way we have to narrow down companies. It kind of cuts them in half.
This has come before the letter M.
That's actually a smart way. We never do that.
No.
We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to say, like, does this game.
Yeah, I think Mario did that one time and he was able to. You're able to get that right to the game.
I got arrested.
You should miss me.
Okay. Was this game, I mean, hopefully this game was released in America?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Released in America, it came to arcades and consoles. Japanese developed, not Capcom. It's an action game, not based on a license. It was considered good at the time.
Can you ask about, like, eras and types of games?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to hone in on it. Action, like, at least, like, cuts out RPGs and sports games.
Right.
Sims. And
that's right.
We can agree it's not any of those.
Yes.
Is shooting the primary mechanic?
Every game's a sim.
Is shooting the primary mechanic?
No. Okay, not
shooting game. Is, like, brawling the primary mechanic? Punching and kicking.
Well, no. No?
No?
Yeah, it is.
No.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know why.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say right now?
There's some.
I would say there's
disagreement with
there's
the judges.
Opportunities to brawl in the game,
but not the primary mechanic.
You fight stuff.
Okay,
but not with a gun. That's where I'm getting at.
I don't want you to go to. I don't like where this is going.
If anything, you guys should be working together to make this easier for him.
No,
I would not call this game a brawler.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't ask that question.
With five questions left, I'm in a rough spot. Mm-hmm. It's only fair.
You know who else were in a rough spot?
Yeah. And then we got Far Cry. We nailed it.
Oh, no, I was pointing to my phone. I mean, nothing was on my phone, but.
Sorry, listeners. I'm trying to.
No, it's fine.
My head here.
No, they understand. This is a tough one. This is an incredibly tough one. Yeah. Even if you had 10 people helping you right now.
I disagree with that.
Really?
But we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think if you had 11 people working on this question at the same time, they'd be like, no.
Really? Yeah.
So you picked a really hard one.
I don't think it's
for hard. Sam, this is like, oh, great, I get it. For everyone else, they're like, what?
I think this is a game that you would have encountered very, it's highly likely you would have encountered it. I'm surprised you didn't.
You never played it?
I know about it. I wouldn't put it in the highly likely category.
Did it appear on the Sega Genesis?
Yes.
Early 90s.
His name is going to be mad.
Did you get genre and everything?
I just know it's an action game. Brawling is a possibility.
The verdict's still out on brawling.
Is it fantasy themed?
No.
So no, nothing like Golden Axe?
No.
Three questions to go. Brawling is an option in this early 90s Japanese-made action game that's not based on a license.
Came to several platforms.
One of them was Sega Genesis, even arcade. Yeah, wow. But not fantasy.
You can ask if the company's still around. That's what I was trying to get at.
Well,
before.
Yeah, I don't know how
you
much
don't
that.
Care
would,
about that.
I don't know how much that would help me.
Really?
I mean, because like all of those Konami, Capcom, Sega, Atlas, they're all still around.
Right.
But what if you ask the question? Because okay. Maybe it will help you.
Okay, is the developer still around?
No. But you do know it.
Yeah, two questions left. That would give me, I don't even know, Hudson, Data East. And then I can't think of like early 90s stuff that they would have done.
Did you ask, yes, fantasy, but you didn't talk about setting any other way?
Mm-mm.
That would help you.
Does it have a modern setting?
No.
It does not?
Nope.
You and Brian can ask, answer that.
That's 19 questions. Mm-hmm. So I've got to guess something.
Yep.
So if it's not fantasy and not modern, the mm-hmm. chances are it would be sci-fi. Because I don't think it's like feudal Japan or something. So... Mm.
It's definitely not feudal Japan. I don't know why you made that noise.
Why did you make that noise?
Okay, here we go, listeners. You're listening to this 2 weeks later, but send me good vibes back in time. Right, hold the door for me right now. An early 90s Japanese-made action game, probably sci-fi. It came to all multiple platforms, including arcades. Sega Genesis was one of the home consoles.
We've talked about
the developer
that.
Is not around any longer.
Did you say probably sci-fi?
Yeah. It's not?
No, don't do it. You went the wrong direction.
Who put you down that hole?
You went the wrong direction. Oh. When we scoffed at modern, you went right. You should have went left.
And you said shooting is not the primary mechanic?
No.
So it's not like Sunset Riders?
No, you have to keep going left. Keep going left.
Is it Joe and Matt?
Oh, what the fuck?
To be fair, you guys gave me big hits just now. If you guys tell me to keep going left past the past westerns.
He has to ask.
Oh my god.
You guys gave me a lot of hints.
You have to ask about time period for this
one. Okay. Oh my god, that was like my Ouija board moment. I got spooked by a ghost.
No, I think you guys,
I never thought you would ever say that.
I think you guys gave me a lot of hints in the last couple
of
questions.
I still though. Who the fuck is
I totally know that game. It's side scrolling, like action platformer.
Here's the thing. We talked about it on GameScoop because we did an episode about the top dinosaur games.
Yeah, a brief history of dinosaurs in video games.
Marty, have you and I ever had a conversation about Joe and Matt in our entire lives?
Well, I'm going to put that in the win column.
Oh my God, nice work. No, you get that. You definitely get that.
I mean, rock.
Again, I think you guys gave me a lot of hints.
I think Marty gave me the biggest hint when he kept saying keep going left.
It is a Data East one. Yeah,
I just didn't want you to guess a sci-fi game because I would.
Also, that game was on.
I mean, to be fair, I said it's most likely a sci-fi game, and there aren't too many prehistoric action games.
It's on Game Boy.
Game
Boy, Amiga, NES, SNES, arcade, Genesis.
Really yeah,
and you never asked about multiplayer, which is another good tell. That's why I thought it was
question.
A good choice.
That's
is
a
that,
good
like,
question.
You can get to it by co-op and era. That's
crazy you got talk. There anyway. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that.
Stunning upset. I played that game all the time, and in the arcade, it was like a hit. Like it was really popular when it came out.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was weird that you were a little bit.
That was not a hit where I grew up.
I've definitely played the arcade game, and I played it on either Genesis or Super Nintendo. I don't know which one. Yeah. It was a cool little platformer.
I think that
back
just
from back in the day.
And I just missed that one.
Would you say you brawl? I don't think you brawl.
I think
that.
You start with a club and beat up.
You
stuff,
have like
and
a club,
you a
and you get like a projectile one too. Okay. But if you're hitting people with a club, I'd still probably consider that brawling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know, it's just I always associate the word brawler with like or brawling with like or like fists. The Turtles arcade game or Double Dragon or Streets of Rage.
You're Donatello hitting people with your staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Staffs weren't invented yet.
Oh, back in Game of Thrones times?
No, caveman ninja times.
Oh, yeah.
Olden days? Well,
clubs are like the prequel to staffs.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
They're just short staffs.
That's a good. That was a good selection, Sam.
Ooh. Cool, thanks.
Joe and Mac, caveman
what was the other
ninja.
One? Oh, the first one we were going to do was Resistance.
Resistance Fall of Man.
Oh, man.
Because he was thinking of one that came that's out like right one. Before you would have started. Like,
that's a game. I never played any of those games.
Yeah.
But I am aware of them.
Yeah.
If I could have gotten down to, it was
launch
a, what,
title.
A PS3 exclusive. Launch title or yeah. exclusive.
Nice work.
Thank you.
I wish that was on camera because Brian was very surprised. Yeah.
Got I cannot believe that. Just imagine a very surprised man.
Thanks for all
screaming.
The thanks for playing today, guys. Ooh,
thank
and
you.
Thanks, listeners, for tuning in. We will return next week with your regularly scheduled Game Scoop. My name is Damon. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sam. And we're out. Come get some. IGN GameScoop. Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted?
Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.